Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Wayne Hart and Charlie T. Of course, yesterday we woke up to the news the proudly South African film My Octopus Teacher won the Best Oscar for Best Documentary Film early Monday morning. The film has also won more than 20 international awards, including Best Documentary at the British Academy Film Awards and Producers Guild of America Awards. The list just goes on and on and on, but we are so proud that this film has been acknowledged not just from a British perspective, but also international with the Oscars. We have on the line this morning Fane Lobsher. She's a conservationist, a filmmaker, free diver, and free spirit joining us. Good morning.
Hey, Wayne. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Firstly, congratulations. I mean, this is just incredible. Let's first start your involvement with this film.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for the congrats. It's kind of still mind-blowing and totally surreal. In terms of my involvement with the film, so I was the production assistant, which is, I guess, a pretty minor role. But for me, as someone who's just finished my degree in filmmaking and really kind of wanting to get into this documentary filmmaking and conservation world, it's been a totally incredible journey to be a part of and to be able to watch and work with Craig and Pippa, Roger and the rest of the team. It's just been a huge, huge privilege.
Fane, did you guys expect the docu to do this well?
It's a weird question. I mean, I think we all knew that the story was, you know, pretty unusual and spectacular. But, I mean, the fact that initially Netflix picked it up and decided to stream it on their platform, that was massive. And you know, we never kind of expected that. And then from there to go on to win all these awards and then to finally finish that with, I guess, winning the Oscars, I don't know whether we could have ever imagined it, but it was in some ways, I guess, our goal.
Mm. You did mention that you say that you played a minor role in making this film, but I don't believe that's the case because I think every single person who works behind the scenes has an incredible role to play in delivering a message like this. Now, have this film being acknowledged on an international level, what does this mean for conservation?
Well, I think it's massive because, you know, the culture itself within South Africa has been largely unknown, and the same goes for culture around the world. So it's really about bringing, I guess, attention to these environments, raising the awareness around that in, you know, in people's consciousnesses, and bringing attention to the incredible awe and wonder that one can experience in these environments, and the kind of connection that can take place with the variety of animals in that environment. And yeah, so I think it seems huge to get it onto this global platform and to, I guess, share the spirit of reconnecting to nature and protecting our spaces.
Fane, you've been part of this wonderful production team, and you recently completed a degree at the University of Cape Town majoring in film production, and what are your future plans regarding film? Where do you see yourself? What's on the radar for you?
No pressure.
I mean, I think it's been quite difficult to try and answer that question, being a part of, an Oscar-winning film. That's kind of like the peak that one can really get to. But I think for me, it's really about being cognizant of the fact that stories are something that need time and depth, and I think that for me is the key and what made this master's teacher so special. It took 10 years of work, and obviously, I mean, master's life is 1 year, but there's so much around that in terms of learning about the environment, learning how to track animals, capturing some of the spectacular scenes. So for me, it's putting in the work and effort into really deepening my knowledge around environments and around the ocean. And then from there, hopefully finding a story that is suitable and that, you know, that I have a message to share. And yeah.
You know, this goes on.
That would be my goal.
Fane, you know this goes into your CV now. You know, film assistant, production assistant for the docu, and won a BAFTA, won an Oscar. That goes in your CV. I mean,
don't listen to him. There's no pressure.
I'm so claiming it.
take it.
Listen, this may be a bit of a broad question, though. But what is your main concern right now? If I had to ask you, what is your main concern with the ocean? And maybe more specifically, along the coastline of South Africa?
I mean, along the coastline of South Africa, there are so many different pressures. It's really hard to pinpoint it to one. But, I mean, over the past few months, I've kind of had a radical sort of shift in my understanding of the, I guess, state of the coal forests along the coast here. One thing that's been a huge eye-opener has been something that's called shifting baseline. So this is essentially our loss of perception of nature degradation through generations, essentially meaning that you might look at an environment now, it might look totally intact, it might look like it's got loads of life in it, but actually if one looked at that environment, say, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, or 200 years ago, what you notice would be a staggering loss. And so for me, that's something that I've started to come to an understanding around, especially related to our reef fish, to our rock lobster population, to our abalone. These are the sorts of things that have really, really taken a big knock. I mean, we only have 2% of our rock lobster population left. So for me, as someone who, you know, initially wanted to get into crayfish diving as a way of connecting to my food source, etc., that's something now that I know that I can't participate in anymore because, yeah, I mean, 2% of the population, yes, scientists reckon that it will never fully recover. So.
That is a very scary figure. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us on I'll Go From Breakfast this morning. Fane Loebschenk, good luck with your future projects. We hope to see many, many awards coming your way. good luck and enjoy the celebrations over the next few days.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Ryan and Charlie.
Just Fane.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.